It's Energy FM, and it is time to move on to hockey. Kim and Hales are here from the Max Hockey Association. Good evening, girls.
Good evening.
All right, JP.
And not much going on this weekend, but they are important games. Mixed Cup final first. Backers-A taking on Valkyries-A.
Valkyries-A will be looking on fine form after a great win over Vikings-A last weekend, so I know they'll be in full flow with that one. I think they're playing really well at the moment, so I think it could lead for a really good final.
I think it's going to be a really interesting game. Valkyries and Backers is always a good game. They've met a couple of times already this season, and based on the times they've met head-to-head, Valkyries do have the edge. They're the only team this season in the league to have taken points off Backers. They drew one game with them. That was 1-0. It was a tight game. And then in the second time they met each other, Valkyries gave Backers a bit of a drubbing and beat them 5-2, which was probably a bit of an unexpected score, really, because Backers have held that league all season. They've been really good through the league, but you never know what might happen in a cup competition, and it could go the same way for Valkyries on the day with a 5-2 win again. So it's all to play for, and it'll be a really interesting game.
Right, no sitting on the fence. Backers versus Valkyries. Hey, Kim, who's winning?
I think I can only go for Backers here.
And Hayley?
I'm going to go for Valkyries. Who are you going to go for, JP?
I am going to go for a Backers A win. Mixed play competition, Saracens Sabres taking on CAMAGS at the NSC.
Exactly the way we thought it would end, and the two top teams from Division 1 in the final together. Look of the draw. I think this will be a really good game. CAMAGS did give Saracens their best game this season and pushed them right to the wire right at the end of the season, but it was a little bit too late for the actual divisional title, but I think they could really push them this weekend.
CAMAGS are one of the only teams this season that took points off Saracens in the league. They had a game early on in the season which was 2-2, and that gave Saracens a real good push. I think it's been an interesting road through to the final for both of these teams. They both played semi-finals during the week. CAMAGS played against Quins in the semi-final and they had a good win over them 4-2, although they were behind up till half-time, so they had a good second half to bring them through to the final. Saracens had a really convincing win over Backers C, although Backers again were winning this game up until half-time. They were winning 1-0. Saracens pulled out a really good second half, took the final score 5-1, so I think Steve Cotty will be pleased because he scored 4 goals in that game and it was his 40th birthday that day, so well done to Steve on those ones. But again, this one could go right down to the wire, but I think based on the current form, I'm going to go with a Saracens win.
And Kim, you agree?
Yeah, I think so, just on the edge of it.
And who do you think, JP?
Got to be a Saracens win, hasn't it? So that's what's happening here on the Isle of Man this weekend, and there's a team away.
There is indeed. Backers under-12s team are off to the Yazoo National Finals. They did win the Northern Final over Ben Ridden, so I think they'll take their good form into the final and they'll try their best. And good luck to them all from all the teams on the Isle of Man.
And a bit of socialising this weekend as well.
There is indeed. There's a race night being held down at Cronkbourne. Starts at 8 o'clock, so if you want to come down and put a few bets on, maybe chance your luck to win some money to flutter on some beers later on that night, I think you should all come down.
Yeah, get yourselves down there. And of course, Monday night, we're looking ahead to the indoor finals.
Yeah, on Monday night, it's the indoor finals. The indoor season was played just before Christmas. You probably remember us talking about that a little bit back then. But there has been a few delays in getting the finals held. But there are 3 finals being held on Monday evening down at the NSC. It's the men's, ladies and mixed indoor finals. So all of those 3 games are played between Valkyries and Vikings. So it'll be a really good night for both those clubs. But anybody's more than welcome to come down and join in and have a look at see what happens at indoor.
Right, mixed, who's going to win that?
Vikings.
Women's?
This is hard. This is not fair on me. Obviously, I think we'd like to win, but...
Yeah, so Vikings then. Yeah. And the blokes?
Valkyries, I think, will win. I think it'll be a really interesting night. I think, you know, Vikings ladies should take that competition because they were front runners in that, but indoor's a little bit different. You know, it's only 5 aside, it's 6 aside, 5 outfield players with 1 goalkeeper, so anything can happen. With the mix, it'll be a little bit different because the teams might take a view, they might put a lady in goals, which will give them an extra male player outfield, which can really strengthen the side indoors. You know, if you can play 3 outfield male players indoors, that really strengthens your side. So Vikings might well do that. They've got Sarah Presley, who's a really good keeper. They might use her indoors. But it really just depends on what happens on the night. It's been a long time since we've played indoor. They were played just before Christmas, so it might take everybody a game to get their eye in, so it could get more interesting as the night goes on.
Cool, and we'll hear all about that next week. Thank you very much. And, of course, the results from the finals this weekend you can hear on Supersport Saturday at 4:30.